This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Final segment for us today on Stadium. You want to check out the final hour of the Power Hour? You're watching us on Stadium right now. Head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, Odyssey app, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports, radio stations nationwide, including Sirius and XM. Next hour on the show, we will give you all our bets for tonight in the NBA. We'll give you all our bets for tonight in the National Hockey League. We'll give you some bets as well for Major League Baseball, where I will ask Ken and Jake, should I bet the Chicago White Sox tonight? We'll do that next hour on the show.
Yes.
Very much looking forward to it. But joining us right now on the show is our good friend, the great Matt Moore from the Action Network, one of the absolute best in the business when it comes to breaking down betting on the National Basketball Association. You can check out all of Matt's writing over at the Action Network, his bets on the Action Network app, the Buckets podcast, a daily NBA betting podcast, which I've checked out a couple times, and like they do a great job, by the way, posting video clips from the podcast. Like, really good job. It's really good stuff. And Matt can also be seen on NBA BetStream and followed on Twitter. Like, if you like hoops and you don't follow Matt, like, you're a clown. Sorry, at HP Basketball. Matt, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. How's it going?
Going well, man. Loving this first round. It's really exciting. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on. It's going to be interesting seeing how this rest of this shakes out. This is always the interesting point where you start hitting these games, game threes, trying to figure out, is there an inflection point coming? Have things turned? What's the next matchup? How does that provide value? So excited to be on with you guys to break it down.
Nick always jokes, like, from the betting perspective, we'll break this down, but like, from the betting perspective, so this can be a series that's 2-0, maybe where the games haven't been close, but from the betting perspective, what's been the most interesting series so far?
The most interesting for me is definitely Wolves Suns, and the reason is because it presents a lot of opportunity, I think, for Wolves futures, from the perspective of, like, you know, look, there's a tactical problem that the Suns are facing, which is they don't have a small ball unit. So if you can't beat them in their two big lineup, the counter is, all right, let's go small, space Gobert out, and then we'll attack downhill at him. Can't do that if you don't have a center that's capable of doing that. In the KD lineups, the Wolves have been like, cool, Karl-Anthony Towns is going to destroy you in the post. How about that? So trying to figure out where the next, you know, matchup switch is going to come from. How are they going to adjust? Is it just going to be Suns jump shots go burr in games 3 and 4? If they don't do that, is this a short series? I bet this under 5.5 games because I thought it was either going to be Chris Finch makes the adjustments and this thing goes way Wolves, or he doesn't and it goes way Suns and it's going way Wolves right now. Maybe that counterbalances, but I feel pretty good on that bet. I think that it's a really great. It's got ramifications for the Suns' futures. If the Wolves get out of this series quickly, it presents an opportunity for them to really have a leg up for really trying to challenge Denver in the next round. It's a fascinating series from both future and present perspectives, I think, as well as looking game to game, trying to get an estimation of whether or not the Wolves' defense is going to carry on the road.
Give me 10 seconds on this, and then I'm going to ask you about another series. Game 3 is Friday night in the Suns-Wolves series. Phoenix, and Minnesota's gotten bet already. This was like 4.5, and now it's Phoenix 3.5, 206.5 the total. Do you have a thought on how Game 3 will play out? Are you going to bet Game 3 with the Suns and Wolves, and then we'll do something else?
Yeah, I'm probably going to bet Wolves money line. I just think I'm going to bet Wolves money line here. I think that they really have them on the ropes, and I don't know that this team has what it takes to get back. If you listen to some of the podcasts or local coverage, Gerald Bourquette, that does great work over at PHNX, was talking about like how the Suns in the locker room were basically disagreeing with their head coach. That's a concern. So I think there's opportunity here for the Wolves to really put the foot down, and I'm probably going to bet it that way.
What do you make of Clippers-Mavs moving forward following Dallas's win last night in Game 2, evening up at 1, heading back to the D?
I'm going to like the Clippers, I think, in one of the spots. Probably not game three. Probably game four is the spot. I think I'm going to get it on the Clippers. I think that they played fine. They played great in game one, and they actually played better than expected in game two in terms of, like, the matchup stuff. They won all of the categories except the one that actually matters, which is, did you make more shots than the other team? They did not make more shots than the other team, so they lost that game. It wasn't like, Luka saves the day, or like any of these other narratives. It was just like the Clippers missed a ton of shots and they won all the other categories. The problem is, I don't know if Ty Lue has a counter for Maxi Kleber in these lineups. Like, those lineups are killing right now because the Clippers, ironically, don't have a small ball because they traded Nick Batum. Like, if they had Nick Batum in this series, I'd be hammering Clippers right now because that's the perfect counter to this. They don't really have one. So that makes me nervous. I think Dallas probably rides the momentum and wins big game three. I'm going to come back in on Clippers game four. What I actually really like the best in this series is Clippers win 4-3 at your sponsor is plus 375. I like that quite a bit. Home teams win game seven. I know it's Luka. Home teams win game seven. These teams are evenly matched. I think we're probably headed to seven games. I like that bet quite a bit right now.
All right, so Clippers and seven at BetMGM at a good price. What are we supposed to do, Matt, with Bucks Pacers? This is another series that'll resume in a couple of days, so a little bit of time if you have a strong betting opinion. The Bucks win game one, and Lillard plays great early and does nothing, and they win. And then, like, a complete opposite game two, Siakam's great in both games, but, like, the scoring's all over the place. Lillard in the second halves, Halliburton doesn't shoot. It's been a weird couple games. Anything that you've taken away from that we can kind of help when we bet game three?
Yeah, so I was on Pacers to win the series outright. I was on Pacers -1.5 on the series spread line. I'm good with that position and don't feel the need to add or hedge or anything here. If you think that Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to come back and that's going to turn everything, which is a totally fine opinion to have, like that is a completely understandable position, then you can bet the Bucks here probably a diminished price and get a good opportunity. He'll play at some point in the series. It's not going to be game three, but he'll play at some point in the series. My problem is I don't really care if he plays. This is not about disrespecting Giannis. It's I hate the matchup. They did the same thing to Dame in both games, and everyone's like, oh, it's Dame time again. And here's the problem is that Rick Carlisle, why do you think Rick Carlisle is not doubling? Like, there was all this, how are you just letting Dame cook you? Why do you think Rick Carlisle would do that? And the answer is because he knows that Dame will wear himself out while freezing out his teammates. And then the second half, he's going to wear out and not have the energy to defend, and you can get downhill on him. And that's exactly what happened. Carlisle's playing chess right now versus Doc Rivers playing checkers, and that's a problem. Giannis is not going to fix that. I like Indiana's ability to get out and transition. They're going to make more shots. That game one, I went back and watched. It was just game one for a bunch of guys who had never been in the playoffs and were like, oh, like you can't do the regular season stuff here, can you? And once they stopped doing that, and they're like, let's just pick at the scabs, they got a lot better in game two. I like Indy here. I think they're going to win this series. I think they're going to advance to the next round, but I don't feel the need to get on it right now. If you're going to bet it right now, I do think there's value on Indiana in game three.
Just my opinion. The Charlotte Hornets should hire Matt Moore instead of J.J. Redick to be their next head coach. Just my thought. Matt joins us here. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet. Matt on Twitter at HB Basketball, talking the NBA. Matt, we have to go, unfortunately, just because there's so much to talk about. I know we want to talk about unders in the playoffs with you. Let's go a little lightning roundish here, and I'll pair the two, like the doubleheader from the other night that was absolutely magnificent. These games won't be until tomorrow, the respective game threes. Knicks up 2-0 on the Sixers. Series shifts back to Philly. Nuggets up 2-0 on the Lakers. Series goes to Los Angeles. Like, any reason to believe the Lakers or the Sixers can come back? Any bets for those two game threes moving on in the series here in about a minute so we save time for everything else, please?
Yeah, I'm on both the series dogs in these games. I'm on Sixers -4.5 and Lakers on the money line at a slight minus number. One, the Lakers are going to get an obscene whistle in this game. Like, they're just going to get an obscene whistle. And eventually, like, I have no choice here. They keep going up by double digits. I can't stop betting a team that keeps going up by double digits versus the other team, even if they keep losing. I guess I could stop, but I won't stop. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and embrace the pain and bet the Lakers again. The Sixers outplayed the Knicks in the first two games. Sorry, Nick, but they did. Like, they outplayed the Knicks in the first two games.
I'm up 2-0. I don't care.
They got Miles McBrided in game one and whatever happened at the end of that game in game two. And I just keep thinking, if this was a 2-3 matchup in the second round and this was games three and four in New York, would you expect them to win both of those? Yes. How would you feel if they won both of those in the way that they did them? Bad for the Knicks. So I still like Sixers in the series, but I'm terrified because I do think they won two coin flip games. I'm going to take this game by game, Sixers -4.5 in game three. And I'm on the Lakers for some reason in game three as well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Matt, the two totals tonight, notable because they've both been getting bet under, Celtics Heat and Pelicans Thunder, both getting bet under the opener, both much lower than the totals that we saw in game one. And this has been obviously a theme through last year's first round, but especially like recently in the NBA, it's officiated much looser. You can get away with a lot of stuff. The pace is down. The totals are dropping. Any reason to believe that there's still meat on the bone here to bet unders, to bet low scores based on the scores we've seen so far?
I think Thunder Pelicans, yes. I think Celtics Heat, no. And the reason is whenever you got these teams that are up by a lot, right, the Spoelstra is going to make adjustments in game two, but he's probably going to make them on the offensive end to try and generate some offense. They know that's a problem. So one of the things that you've seen is these trends of big favorites on when game two, after they win game one, they actually, these top two seeds, there tends to be overplays in those games after they win and cover in game one. The reasoning, if you want some logic on that based on the trend, is yet the home team's going to keep scoring. They've got the advantage, and the opponent starts making adjustments towards the back half of the game, and they actually wind up going over their team total more than the home team does. They don't cover necessarily. They just wind up scoring more consistently. So I do think that there's probably a little bit of value on Heat team total over, but I'm probably not going to bet it just because yikes with that Heat roster. And then I think in the Thunder game, though, that one I think is likely to be a grind because I just think that both of these teams match up very well. It's all great wing defenders that shoot a bunch of threes versus all great wing defenders that shoot a bunch of threes. Going to be more of that. And even though that's a lot of three-point efficiency, the market, I think, has priced it correctly. I do think there's probably some value, and especially in the first half under in Thunder Pelicans.
Big time lightning round to close here, Matt. Any side bets for tonight? Celtics 14.5 against the Heat, Thunder 7.5 against the Pelly Pels.
Yeah, the only thing I'm probably looking at here is some Larry Nance props. He did very well in those minutes. I think he's going to play more in this one. So probably rebounds, assists over for Larry Nance is going to be the other side that I'll take there. I am on the Celtics minus 14.5 because the history says these teams smash in this spot, and I don't think the Celtics will let up off the gas. They know what this team will do, so I'll go ahead and bet Celtics minus 14.5 and a little bit on Nance rebounds and assists over tonight as well.
And wouldn't want to disrespect this epic Cavs-Magic series. Cleveland up 2-0. Magic a 1.5-point favorite tomorrow night in Game 3 at home. 199.5 the total. Maybe it's like 10 points too high. Any thoughts on Cavs-Magic? 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, I mean, the under's been bled out of that game by the Sharps. Like, they just absolutely nailed that under, and now they're coming back in on the over. I don't think you want to ride that roller coaster. I do think there's probably a good chance the Magic go under their team total just based off of where they're at. I do think I'm probably going to bet the Cavs for a little bit just based off of the fact that I don't think this isn't a tactical thing. It's not like Wolves Suns where it's like, can you get to these lineups? It's just the Magic don't have counters. They just don't have the personnel, and the Cavaliers know that. So they can just play at a standard playoff level on the road and still get this win. Cavs team total under might be a pretty good play here, though. If all of their little role player guys start missing like guys do on the road, that's probably a look too. But I'll probably be on Cavs to cover the spread with a team total under on them as well.
One word answer. Who wins the series, Knicks or Sixers?
I'll go Knicks because I got the two coin flips.
We love you, buddy. At coin HP flips. Basketball on Twitter, the Action Network Buckets podcast, and NBA Betstream. The great Matt Moore with us here on You Better You Bet. If you want to check out the final hour and you're watching the show on Stadium, twitch.tv/BetQL. We will start the hour with all our bets coming up for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.